and stayed sick.
Okay. And talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamt.
Okay. You say, often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I have.
Dreamt.
Okay. You say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was fixing to hit the ground, I
woke up.
Okay. Okay, if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, like this, you say...
It falls.
Yeah, you say you what the floor?
Hit the floor.
Okay, would you say you... When you bring it down heavy like this, you say you...
Stomp the floor.
Okay. If a boy sees a girl at church and wants to go home with her, he might ask, may I...
May I go home with her and walk with you somewhere?
Okay. What if he's got a car?
He'd take her in the car.
Yeah, he would say, may I
carry you home with me?
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you'd take hold of it and
come on.
And
pull it.
Okay, and the other way would be
back.
Yeah, you would. To get it away from you, you would
push it back.
Okay. Say if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car. You say, you just picked up the groceries and...
It's mighty heavy.
Yeah, you had to put them home.
Mm-hmm. I get tired.
Yeah, you get tired because you had to...
Load.
Okay. Would you say that... You might say that you carried them home, but you might use another word besides carry.
Tote.
Okay.
Some people say tote. I don't.
And what about packed?
Well, some say I packed it.
What does that mean?
I mean, you pack, some people will pick up anything and say, well, I packed that load. I've heard that expression.
Say, would you talk about, does packed mean that you have to have your arms around
you? Yeah, mm-hmm. Load out that you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you wouldn't just lift up a suitcase by the handle.
No, that would just be lifted.
Okay. You might tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so.
Don't touch it.
Okay. And if you wanted a hammer, you might tell someone, go
and get the hammer.
Or go in the house and
get the hammer.
Okay. Do you remember different kinds of children's games?
Oh, yeah, they play ball, marbles, and play in the playhouse, and just croquet, chicks. Old neighbor, lots of games, too.
What about something they play with a lot of children and they're running and hiding from each other?
I spy.
What's that?
They run and hide from one, let the other one find him, you know. I've seen that played with children a million times, school and all.
What do you call that?
I spy. It's an old timey game, you know.
Yeah. How do they do that?
Well, you know, they'd be one would put his head up on a tree and count, and while he would be a counting, they'd run and hide, and then he'd go around and hunt them up, find them. It's fun for little children to play it way.
That tree that the first one would
run to it and put his head on, he'd get home. He'd call that home free. He wouldn't be found, you know, wouldn't be found. Yeah, I used to see that played when I was a little girl.
Okay, what about playing football? The thing that they run toward is called the...
Now, I don't think that's football.
Okay.
I don't. I never seen a game of that played.
Okay, you throw a ball and ask somebody to...
You put a football down and kick it right high, don't you?
Yeah.
I've seen it on television that way.
What are they running towards? You call that the go...
I don't know. A goal or something to do.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Okay, but in say in baseball, or if you were just sort of playing, throwing a ball around, you throw the ball and ask somebody to...
You throw a ball and hit the bat and let him bat it and away you go, you know.